DW Africa Link.
A significant development has unfolded in the troubled east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Southern African Development Community's military forces have packed up and exited through Rwanda. This momentous move raises crucial questions about regional security, cooperation, and the future of peace efforts in the area. Now, in this episode, we delve into the profound implications of this event, why it matters, and how it's being received both in Rwanda and across the region. Stay tuned. My name is Josephine Mahachi. Welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter from Africa.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
This week, SADC troops fighting alongside DRC coalition forces began exiting the war-ravaged eastern DRC. To use Rwanda as a safe passage follows a request by SADC to the Rwandan government last month to facilitate the exit. After the M23 rebels captured vast territories in eastern DRC, including strategic cities like Goma and Bukavu, SADC forces were trapped in M23-controlled territories, making them vulnerable. The initial contingent to leave through Rwanda included 32 South Africans, 16 Malawians, and 9 Tanzanians, all escorted by Rwandan soldiers from the Rwanda-DRC border to Rusumo, Rwanda-Tanzania border. The agreement between the rebels and SADC allowed the soldiers from the southern bloc to exit with their weapons and equipment. Now, to discuss more on this, I'm joined by Gonza Muganwa, a political commentator and DW's correspondent in Kigali, Alex Ngarambe. Now, just to start with you, Gonza, you are a political commentator. What can you tell us more about this, and what are the main reasons behind the SADC forces withdrawal from the Democratic Republic of Congo?
The decision to withdraw was taken by the SADC heads of state meeting in late March, and that followed the M23 rebels capturing the city of Goma, and in the process they surrounded the main bases of SADC troops. So the mission that had taken them to Congo, which was to support the Congolese army to fight the M23 rebels, was no longer possible given that their main place of occupation had been captured by the rebels. And in that situation, there's not much they could do. Otherwise, they could, if they had stayed in the confrontation form, they probably could have ignited the regional conflict, the wider regional conflict. So following the different summits carried out by East African leaders and Southern African leaders, it was decided that those forces would withdraw.
Right. And how might this withdrawal then affect the security situation in Eastern DRC?
According to Rwanda and the M23, they think it's a very positive move. I saw the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Rwanda welcome this withdrawal. The M23 has demanded it for the last 3 months. And because they believe there had been attempts to create instability or to force the recapture of Goma by the government coalition. So for the government of Congo, definitely it's a loss. But for the people occupying Eastern Congo at the moment, that is Goma and Bukavu and surrounding areas, it's very positive for them. They believe it will help them consolidate their authority and maybe neutralize the other forces that are still present, especially around the city of Goma.
And what does this SADC exit really signal about, you know, regional cooperation on security in Central and Southern Africa, Gonza?
Of course, previously, and according to their charter, the SADC charter, they are supposed to support each country whenever they have a security challenge. Definitely, this shows that it is very hard for SADC to implement that mandate. But also, you have to understand that this was their deployment was seen as a very hostile by Rwanda, and I believe Rwanda improved their defensive mechanisms around the border and if when necessary inside Congo, because they believed the presence of SADC troops was a security threat to Rwanda, mainly because President Tshisekedi and President Ndayishimiye of Burundi had previously said that they intend to support all forces that could carry out a regime change in Kigali. And given that the SADC troops were fighting alongside Burundian troops and the Congolese government troops and other militia, including the FDLR, whose intention is to remove President Kagame from power, that means the whole coalition was seen as a threat. Therefore, it improves Rwanda's security posture by this withdrawal, and most likely it will force negotiations to solve this long-standing regional conflict rather than having them solved through military means, which was the preferred solution by President Tshisekedi and with the support from SADC.
Now, Alex Ngarambe is our reporter on the ground. How are Rwandan authorities responding to the transit of SADC forces through their territory?
I think the Rwandan authorities are welcoming this move because they believe that the SADC forces being in DRC, fighting alongside Congo's army and the other militia coalitions, it would pose a threat to the Rwandan security situation, and it would ultimately destabilize the government here in terms of security. So the SADC troops are vacating Eastern DRC. I think the Rwandan government is welcoming it. And it is even a better perspective on the Rwandan side when they withdraw and they have to pass through Rwanda, because Rwanda would feel that sense of victory and providing this safe passage, because it has been believed that Rwanda and the SADC forces and the Congolese army have been at war. And now seeing that they have been defeated, if you say so, in terms of SADC fighting, confronting the M23, I think Rwanda feels that sense of victory and providing a safe passage. It can also play as a humiliation strategy in terms of humiliating the SADC forces, because, well, you believe you have been fighting this enemy, you have been defeated, and they are providing a safe passage. So it cannot really say that it's a bad thing. Rwanda welcomes it, and it really wanted to show some humiliation towards these SADC forces. Although maybe the SADC block requested for the withdrawal through Rwanda, because they could have been other places, like they could have gone through Burundi or Tanzania, although Tanzania could be a little bit costly because of the crossing of Lake Tanganyika. But going through Burundi, which Burundi also was in good books with the Congolese government and SADC forces, we don't understand why they didn't request to go through Burundi, because since Burundi would also shares a border with Tanzania. So Rwanda feels that sense of victory, and yes, it would want to rub in that salt in the wound by providing that safe passage. Like, you remember when the European mercenaries from Romania also were captured and handed over, and they had to pass through Rwanda. So you could see at the Goma-Gisenyi border, you could see really some semblance of happiness from the Rwandan authorities that these mercenaries had to go through Rwanda. So yeah, Rwanda welcomes the move, and it gives them some sense of great victory and humiliating what you would call the enemy, quote unquote. You know,
yeah. So Rwanda accepts the move with a lot of boasting in a way. So are there any visible security measures or restrictions along the exit routes, Alex?
Yes, the border with Rwanda-Congo border is secure, especially after the capturing of the eastern provinces by M23. Rwanda has largely been very peaceful, except in the early Feb, where the fighting to capture these strategic cities, you could see some spills over to Rwandan territory. But in general, Rwanda is very peaceful, and along this passage where the SADC troops are going to pass, Rwanda is entirely and 100% peaceful internally, and traveling from the Rwanda-Congo border to Tanzania-Rwanda border, they are going to be escorted by the Rwandan army, and is entirely secure. And yes, so the SADC forces, you can say, they are guaranteed of security as they transit through Rwanda to Tanzania and eventually to Malawi and South Africa. Yeah, so you can say that their security is guaranteed.
Right, Gonza, I don't know if you have anything to add there in terms of security measures and also the authorities' response to this. But in your opinion, do you think the mission achieved its objectives in the DRC?
Their mission in Congo failed because it was very clear. As it had happened in 2013, it was clear, the mission was clear, was to support the government of Kinshasa to defeat the M23. M23 turned out victorious at this stage, and so the mission failed.
And what role do you think, or if any, does Rwanda play in facilitating or influencing this withdrawal? You know, just also looking at how this withdrawal will impact even relations between Democratic Republic of Congo and its neighbors.
I think Rwanda has done a lot of diplomatic lobbying for this, but you also have to remember that at one stage there was an exchange of words between President Ramaphosa of South Africa and President Kagame, where even President Kagame issued a very strong statement where he promised that if South African troops they wanted the fight, he was ready to give them at any time. So publicly and behind the scenes, the threats were there. They're saying if the SADC troops, especially from South Africa, could threaten war and security, Rwanda was ready to go to war with them. But also they did a lot of diplomatic lobbying, influencing different countries. And I think countries like Tanzania were influential in making the decision that SADC troops withdraw, because the Tanzanians were not willing already, or did not have any reason to confront Rwanda or the M23. The South Africans, some politicians, the information I have is that wanted to stay and fight, but the army commanders refused. They said their army is not in a position to fight the war like this one.
Right. Now, Alex, just to also find out how the local communities in border areas are expressing themselves, are there any concerns or reactions as the troops actually cross through these borders?
Yes, the border communities, they are calm. The border communities are observing what is happening. And I think because they have been affected mainly and mostly by this war, I think they really would want to see an end to this conflict. And they are praying hard that maybe this lasting, so peaceful solutions could start right now. And they are very eager to see what happens, because many of them have been displaced. Many of them are in camps. Many of them have fled different directions. And they can only hope that such measures can bear fruits in terms of peace. And they are, of course, waiting to see. They have been lining up to see the withdrawal. And they couldn't wait to see that maybe the guns are silenced. And now that the fighting forces between the two warring factions have started engaging negotiating tables, they are waiting and eagerly waiting to see what happens. Yes, because they believe that the Eastern DRC has been ravaged mainly by foreign forces, including even the MONUSCO, because they accuse MONUSCO of being, MONUSCO, that is the UN peacekeeping mission in the Eastern DRC, they accuse it of being in the area for 30 years, and really they have not provided any lasting solutions in terms of peace. So, and they have also been blaming foreign soldiers. They blame Rwanda for being in Congo, that is on the other side of Congo, in Eastern DRC. They blame all these militia groups, these SADC forces, because they don't see any solution, any tangible solution they provide. So maybe they are hoping that if they start withdrawing and all these foreign forces returned to their home countries, maybe they can pray that the government of Congo can find a middle ground and sit down with M23 and find a peaceful, lasting solution.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gonza, could this withdrawal, though, also create a power vacuum for rebel groups in Eastern DRC? What do you think this withdrawal would really mean? I'm just wondering.
No. I think the power centers have already been occupied by the MP3 group. Instead, the withdrawal will allow them to consolidate, because they remain with the challenge of government troops who are in the bases of the United Nations mission MONUSCO. But those ones there's a process that which began also yesterday to move them to government controlled areas, including Kinshasa. So the MP3 looks at consolidating. They remain with the challenge of the militias, especially FDLR and the Wazalendos, who are hiding in civilian areas, but also in the Nyiragongo forest, the forest around the mountain that surrounds Kigali, rather Goma, that surrounds Goma, and who are like sort of carrying out a guerrilla insurgency. Long term, depending on the outcome of negotiations, if there are any, that will decide who occupies the space. But at the moment, this allows the M23 to consolidate its power in the areas it occupies, especially the city of Goma.
Mm. And Alex, how transparent has been the process been to the public, rather, also even the media in Rwanda? Is it very transparent that everything is being done in the open?
Well, I think there's nothing to hide here, because I think SADC really did not want to stay in Congo fighting. Like Gonza said, they were abandoned by their hosts. They came to fight on behalf of Congo, and Congo was nowhere to be seen. And I think they were registering casualties, they were registering injuries and deaths. And I think the pressure from South African media and government was not conducive enough to keep fighting. So I think they were very honest when they requested that their forces pass through Rwanda. They were being honest, and I think Rwanda also wanted to show honest, because their presence in Congo makes Rwanda uncomfortable. So Rwanda also had to come on table with honesty, and they were genuine. And I think they didn't want really to leave no room for skepticism that maybe they were giving one card with one hand and taking the other with another hand. So I think they really wanted to facilitate openly and genuinely the withdrawal of SADC forces from Eastern DRC. So I think it has been an open, honest process. At least for now, we have not had any complaints from SADC as a result of their passage through Rwanda. So I think SADC putting that request on the Rwandan government was trying to be honest and trying to show them that our presence in Eastern DRC makes you uncomfortable. Please facilitate our withdrawal. We shall come with clean hands. Come with clean hands as well. I think that's what Rwanda has done.
Yes, on part of the media, there has been a deliberate and negotiated effort to make sure that the media does not get to photograph the crossings at the border, because most of the videos that you can see are people who are taking them, civilians and others, because they are passing in cities and on roads used by others. Mm-hmm. Unlike the mercenaries whose departure was dramatic and filmed, journalists were invited to film them being humiliated. This time it is deliberated, the process is to ensure that kind of humiliation does not take place. Mm. The South people demanded it, and the government of Rwanda and M23 have no intention of showing such a humiliation, because they are keen to have good relations, especially with Tanzania. Rwanda cannot afford to have bad relations with Tanzania. Almost 80% of Rwanda's exports and imports pass through the Dar es Salaam port.
Yeah, that's the reason I actually asked this question, Gonza, because as much as it's open in the media and they're dramatizing and all right, but to see a proper clip or a picture like before, that's not there. We can't see anything, you know, on internet or whatever. So that's why I wanted to know the transparency.
No, yeah, they are not allowing that. Official coverage is not allowed. You cannot go to the border where when they are crossing in with your cameras and you just stand up and you cover it. No, it's not possible. But part of the negotiations, why the SADC troops did to withdraw, they don't want to pass through one to avoid that situation. But because the process of allowing them to use the Goma airport took long, there are many reasons beyond SADC withdrawal why Goma airport cannot be allowed to open. I don't think it's about the mines and the destruction that can be cleared very quickly. There are other strategic reasons why the airport cannot be opened now. So they could not wait forever, as the M23 was insisting they go. So Rwanda was the only choice because the other routes are very far, Passing through Burundi, you have to go. There are no roads actually from Goma up to Bujumbura. So they had to pass through Rwanda, but they had to reach an agreement that there is no drama. So all the videos we are seeing, it's just civilians who are taking them. Even though they have to ambush the convoys and take their pictures. So it's a process that was negotiated.
Right. Now, as we wrap up our discussion, Gonza, what lessons should be learned from the SADC deployment and exit for future regional interventions?
Yes, they should. Number one, they should understand the conflict they are intervening into before they move in. Because you remember, the SADC troops came to replace the East African forces. And the East African forces tried to be neutral. They forced the M23 to leave more than 80% of the territory they had captured. They stood in the middle. But President Tshisekedi was very insistent that the East African troops fight his wars. The moment they refused, he forced them out and invited the SADC, especially South Africans, who came to fight. But they underestimated the enemy they were going to face, especially the fact that the Rwandan government considered their deployment and the general coalition that had gathered around Goma as a threat to President Kagame's government. So in the future deployments, they have to consider the interests of the powers, because I think Rwanda considers Eastern Congo, part of Eastern Congo especially, as its sphere of influence, the same way as Uganda considers the territories of Ituri and Beni and so on as its sphere of influence. So you can't intervene in somebody's sphere of influence without negotiating. Because if you remember, before Rwandan troops deployed in Mozambique, Rwanda carried out a diplomatic outreach to all countries neighboring Mozambique to explain exactly why they were deploying. So it is very important for any deployment to consult and make sure that you are not interfering in the interests of other powers in the area. Also, there should be better coordination between the East African community and SADC, because their zones cross each other. But also the UN Security Council has to also consider whenever they approve a mission, they have to get more information and consider the factors at play on the ground. You know, the Security Council approved the SADC deployment, but then they couldn't enforce the resolutions that they passed. So it matters for wider consultations. And most of these conflicts require political reform and negotiations more than military solutions. The Eastern Congo crisis has been going on for 30 years, but no one has genuinely implemented what is agreed upon on the negotiating table.
Gonza Muganwa, a political commentator and DW's correspondent in Kigali, Alex Ngarambe, many thanks for joining us. That's it for this edition of Africa Link. Remember, you are not just a listener, but a crucial part of our community, and your engagement can shape the direction of our discussions. We value your insights and encourage you to share your thoughts with us. You can find all of the Africa Link podcast episodes on Spotify and Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts from. This episode was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. My name is Josephine Mahachi. Thanks for listening. Until the next one, it's bye for now.
DW, Made for Minds.